It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last week, President Trump announced global tariffs that will affect all goods coming into the U.S., and today, stocks around the globe took a nosedive.
A 10% baseline tax on all U.S. imports went into effect over the weekend, with higher tariff rates hitting dozens of nations set to kick in on Wednesday.
The president is comparing the market sell-off caused by his tariff policies to a bitter pill that is necessary to treat an illness. But investment banks warn his trade war could bring on a damaging recession.
So how will these tariffs affect Wisconsin businesses and the economy here in the state?
For that, we turn to Kurt Bauer, president and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the largest business lobby in the state. Kurt, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So does WMC support or oppose the president's tariffs?
Well, historically, we have been in favor of free trade, but it needs to be free, fair, and reciprocal, and it hasn't always been that way. This is a complicated issue. We surveyed our membership in December to find out where they were, keeping in mind that we didn't know the specifics back then. Trump hadn't taken office yet. And a surprisingly high percentage were in favor of the tariffs, at least as it relates to China, because of some of the unfair trade practices that they're frustrated with. The majority were not in favor of tariffs against Canada and Mexico. And I don't know where my membership is right now. However, I just had a roundtable in Racine, Manufacturing City, group of manufacturers there, and just under half said that they supported the tariffs for a variety of reasons that helped their business, whether they were facing obstacles and protectionism abroad, or they saw an opportunity for being part of the American supply chain. Of course, that means that over half of them didn't support them, and they saw this as being a major disruption. So the bottom line is that as of right now, it's a little mixed, and I think it's going to take time for us to determine just what this means for the Wisconsin economy. We're a manufacturing state. We're an agricultural state. We make things. We grow things. We want to sell them around the world. So there's a lot at stake for Wisconsin.
Could you say a little more there? How might these tariffs help that manufacturer in Racine?
Well, one of them was a smaller-ish machine shop, and they had been contacted by a OEM, a original equipment manufacturer, so a tier one manufacturer, a big manufacturer, to supply parts that they are currently sourcing from Asia, where there's going to be tariffs. So they saw that as an opportunity. Now, they can't just turn around and snap their fingers and produce that precision part. But they're going to make an investment, they're going to buy machinery, and they're very excited about the opportunity there. So I think the businesses that are going to benefit are the ones that are going to be able to get more business out of this. The ones that are going to suffer are the ones that could have their market access restricted. And that's a concern for us. From our perspective at WMC, we're monitoring the supply chain, energy costs, and market access. All three, I think, are absolutely critical as we talk about this issue.
In terms of supply chains, are Wisconsin businesses ready to retool their supply chains and bring their factories back to the U.S., bring their production lines here? That is a huge amount of money. That is risk in an unstable economy. Do you believe Wisconsin firms will do this?
Well, they'll do what they have to do. So when your supply chain is disrupted, and we saw this during COVID, businesses were very resilient. They were resourceful. They figured it out. They'll have to do it again. So you can either, if you're blocked to receive a component or a raw material from overseas, you could go to another country that isn't being tariffed as high, or you can provide it domestically. The problem is that not all components are available domestically. So you've got to invest. You can't just snap your fingers, as I said earlier. You've got to build up a manufacturing base. You've got to buy the machinery. You've got to have the capital investment. You've got to have the talent. That's a major problem for us as well in Wisconsin, where we don't have the talent that we need for manufacturing. So there are a lot of different components. And like I said, this is going to take a while for us to figure out what it all means.
So is it advantageous, though, to bring labor-intensive jobs like clothing and shoe manufacturing or making toys to the U.S., to Wisconsin?
Well, the president seems to be very concerned about growing manufacturing. And obviously, as an advocate for American manufacturing, in particular Wisconsin manufacturing, I share that. Are tariffs the best way to do that? Or do you work on business climate? Do you reauthorize the 2017 Trump-Ryan tax? Do you lower the regulatory barriers and permitting? Do you make sure that energy is affordable? Manufacturers use a disproportionate amount of energy. They're the number one energy users in our economy. Access to the critical minerals that you need for electronics. And then, of course, as I just mentioned, access to, of course, talent.
Let's stop for just a moment on the energy, because you talked about a WMC survey finding over half of business leaders in the state oppose tariffs in Canada and Mexico. While President Trump's new tariffs aren't directly aimed at these countries, they will still hit Canada, in particular the 25% tariff on car imports. In light of that, we, you know, import heavy crude from Canadian oil sands that flow through a refinery in Superior. Will this mean a spike in energy prices in Wisconsin?
It looks like no, but I was very concerned about that, Kate. That's very astute of you. Alberta, we get most of our energy from Alberta, and it comes up through the Cenovus refinery in Superior. And initially, I was very concerned because the president had initially suggested a 10% import tax on that energy. That apparently is not the case right now, but we're monitoring that very closely because, as I said, energy is a common ingredient in everything that's manufactured, grown, transported. We would all feel the costs go up if energy prices go up.
We are talking about President Trump's new tariffs and the potential impact on Wisconsin business and industry. Kurt Bauer is here, President and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Kurt, the Evers administration was on a trade mission to Germany last week when the tariffs were announced. And we talked with Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary Missy Hughes about how the tariffs were going over in their meetings in Germany. Let's take a listen.
For our businesses, it brings unpredictability, it brings instability, and that's frustrating. Our businesses that are with us really want to explore the global marketplace and see lots of opportunity, and they see the tariffs as a potential obstacle to that chance.
Will these tariffs stifle new business around the globe for Wisconsin firms?
Remains to be seen, but I will say that there's a fairness component to this. So the president has talked about growing manufacturing. He's talked about revenue, tariffs generating revenue. He's also talked about fairness, and the EU tariffs American goods at a pretty high rate. If the goal here is to compel those nations to reduce their tariffs, I think that you'll find a lot of support for that. The EU has, I think, been unfair in many of those tariffs applied against. And of course, agricultural goods. We're an agricultural state. We could be exporting a lot more things to the EU.
So in the meantime, with much of your membership worried about this, what kind of conversations are you having with lawmakers about tariffs? And what does your lobbying look like?
Well, we've had conversations with the congressional delegation. We were in the White House in February. Of course, it was a little early then. We didn't know the specifics. So we're making sure that they understand what the impact is going to be. It's hard to do that, though. As I'm indicating here, we don't know yet. It'll take a little time, but there will be unknown consequences to this, to be sure.
So it sounds like you've laid out some pros, you've laid out a bunch of cons, a bunch of uncertainty. Is WMC just taking a wait-and-see approach on this?
From a policy perspective, I think that's probably the best way to put it. We're trying to figure out what it all means to our members. We would like to see the tariff barriers come down globally. We're a manufacturing state. We're an agricultural state. We want to produce things and we want to sell them around the world. And we don't want barriers to prevent us from doing that.
And we've also heard about the risk of a recession in the wake of these tariffs. What would a recession mean for Wisconsin businesses and the economy in our state?
Well, we've seen it before, and we'll just have to see. I saw the prediction. I think it was one of the major banks said that there was a 60% chance of recession by the end of the year.
JP Morgan Chase.
There you go. I'm not really sure. I'd like to see more data. The Friday jobs report came back stronger than expected. Like I said, I think it'll take more time for this to play out. And we'll have to see. Does the administration change course? Are they committed to going forward with these tariffs for the long term, or will they negotiate with individual countries very similar to what we saw with Canada and Mexico? Because originally there were massive tariffs going to be placed on both of those countries, and both of them are most of them have come down. So is that the end game here? I don't know the answer to that.
So, in terms of an end game, and as you watch and see, what would you need to see to take a stance against these tariffs and urge the White House to remove them?
Well, I don't know that the White House is going to listen to us anyways, one way or the other. I think the president seems very intent on pursuing this course. As you probably know, he's been talking about this going back to the 1980s. There was an interview that he did with Oprah that was getting play over the weekend. He feels very strongly about American manufacturers not being treated fairly globally, and he wants to do something about it. The question is, does he keep this regimen in place, or does he negotiate with countries and bring the barriers down? That's what we'd like to see.
So let's say you're a CEO at a business here in Wisconsin. What are your first steps here as you look at what's happening to markets, as you look at these tariffs? What are these companies doing as a first step?
Well, we have 3,800 members, so that's a hard question to answer. Each business will deal with it a little bit differently depending on what sector of the economy they're operating in. But I mentioned earlier, COVID-19, businesses were very resilient during that crisis. They'll figure it out. But there will be some challenges. We will see costs go up. There's no question about that. And that'll have to be priced out at some point throughout the product.
Kurt, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Kurt Bauer, President and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, talked about how new global tariffs could affect Wisconsin's economy.